Trump's announcement Friday came the same day a leaked draft memo was published by Bloomberg. The memo outlines a plan to bail out coal and nuclear plants by forcing grid operators to buy power from struggling plants for 2 years.
I mean, it's definitely not something that we've really seen before. Well, it's to say prior to Trump.
That's Kathy Kunkel, an analyst for a think tank called the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis. She says this is the Energy Department's latest move to save the coal industry by helping these plants. The agency argues the electricity grid and national security are in jeopardy without the power the big coal burners provide. Last year, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission unanimously rejected the agency's proposal to subsidize coal and nuclear plants. But in March, the issue surfaced again when Ohio-based utility First Energy asked the DOE to use an emergency order to prevent the closure of 5 nuclear and coal plants in Ohio and Pennsylvania. The company has since filed for bankruptcy. But now, the president wants action. The DOE is considering using emergency powers from a Cold War-era law to nationalize parts of the power sector. But there's a problem, says Joel Eisen, a law professor at the University of Richmond.
As far as I can tell, there are no facts that justify declaring an emergency for that particular length of time.
The country's largest regional grid operator, PJM Interconnection, which covers 13 states, including the Ohio Valley, agrees. In a statement, PJM said there was, quote, no need for any such drastic action. And studies have found there is enough electricity capacity to handle demand during big storms and other emergencies. Eisen says if DOE moves ahead with the proposals laid out in the memo, it would be unprecedented.
It is an extraordinary length of time to essentially nationalize the electric grid. In addition, it would be much broader in scope than any existing order.
But would it work, especially to help power plants in the Ohio Valley? Sonia Agarwal is vice president of the energy policy think tank Energy Innovation. She says it's likely any action the administration takes will be immediately challenged in court.
It may be a long process, and so I'm just not sure how quickly it would really affect operations.
Analyst Kathy Kunkel says if the order were to go into effect quickly, it is possible plants like West Virginia's Pleasants Power Station, which is scheduled to close early next year, could stay open.
If this order is implemented, it will prevent the plants from closing because it'll force PJM to buy their output.
But, she says, that won't solve the underlying problem the Trump administration appears to be ignoring, that the market has already made those old power plants obsolete.
You know, once that subsidy goes away, the plants won't suddenly magically become economically viable on their own. They'll still need continued subsidies to keep operating.
Every analyst agreed. One thing that is sure to happen if DOE takes the actions outlined in the memo, all of us will see our utility bills go up. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson in Morgantown, West Virginia.